Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Shlishi of the Parsha is a very short aliyah, four psukim long. And it's one which, however, is, I guess, a little, I wouldn't say problematic, but causes us to, has generated, amongst some parallel passages, a lot of discussion. The Torah here says the following: Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasot et chukim ha'ela v'et ha'mishpatim v'shamarta v'asit otam b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. God has commanded you today to keep all of the statutes. I'm not translating word for word. Et Hashem hamarta hayom liyot lecha leelokim v'alecha bidrachav v'lishmor chukav u'mitzvatav u'mishpatav v'lishmor b'kolo. And God has this is a unique usage of the shoresh of Aleph Mem Resh to speak, and Mefarshim point this out, start first and foremost Rashi. And so I'll take the general understanding that God has distinguished, has separated, placed you in order to that he be your God and that you should follow in his ways, and that you have chosen God, V'Hashem hemircha hayom, and God in turn has distinguished you. You've distinguished the Ribono Shalom to be your God, and God has in turn distinguished you, liyot lo la'am skula ka'asher diber lach, in order to be am skula. Give me the common translation. Am skula, the treasured people. Good translation, but that's not the usual translation. What's the usual translation? The chosen people. The chosen people. And what in am skula, what it means that we are the chosen people, that's a discussion which far exceeds the time limitations that I have at my disposal. But then the Torah goes one step further to make it even a little bit more difficult, if you will. And the Torah says, "Ulititcha elyon al kol goyim asher asa al kol goyim asher asa." In order to place you elyon, I'll just take the translation here in the Art Scroll, to place you supreme upon the other nations, litihila. In order to for praise, for renown, for splendor, liotcha am kadosh, and to be a holy nation upon God. So this, of course, has generated, besides the philosophical discussions, which I'm not going to get into, but the question of the it's summed up in an anti-Semitic quip from the beginning of the 20th century. It's attributed to a writer at the time, name of who is now thankfully in obscurity, the name of Norman Ewer. But his quip was, "How odd of God to choose the Jews." So you can have a rejoinder to it. Not odd of God, the goyim anoyim. Okay? That's, you know, you can, if you Google it, you can try to find all sorts of rejoinders to it. But what does this mean, the am skula, the chosen people? And I just want to take an idea that the Nitziv says here in terms of am skula, which is, I think, revolutionary, but in turn, I'm going to take it even one step beyond the Nitziv. The Nitziv says what am skula is and gets to what Gav said in terms of the translation. It doesn't mean a chosen people. It means a treasured people. And what is a treasure, the Nitziv says? Or a treasure chest, if you will. Treasure chest is something filled with jewels. And the jewels, he says, are not necessarily people who are born Jewish. The ideals of the Jewish people, Hashem hemircha hayom, that God has chosen you for a purpose, and that attracts those people who aspire to those ideals. And that's what it means to be an Am Skula. To be an Am Skula means to be living up to those ideals, and that other people want to join you with those in those ideals. They want to take those values that we cherish, the lalechet bidrachav, the liyot am kadosh. And he continues and he says, what does it mean to be an am elyon, liyot elyon? It doesn't mean to be supreme in that sense. It means liyot me'uleh. It means to excel. That is the goal. That is the purpose. And if I take it one step further, there was an important work written about a little bit over 20 years ago by a historical writer. It's several volumes on different topics, which are pretty good for people who are interested in pop history. So he made his breakout in 1995 with a book called What the Irish Gave to Civilization. That was his first book. And then his next book, 1998, was The Gifts of the Jews. That was the next book. And then he's a very prolific writer, a fellow by the name of Thomas Cahill. In any event, so first and foremost, when he talked about the gifts of the Jews, what Jews contributed to world civilization. So he said that amongst everything else, but he felt that what the first aspect of it that changed everything was a sense of time. In other words, until the Torah, there isn't a sense of time being viewed in a linear way. Ancient man, as many religions to this day, Eastern religions, view the world as cyclical. History is cyclical. What was, will be. And there isn't any true change. There isn't any true destiny. The Torah introduces time as something which is of value, which means that you have to make something of it. That is the first gift, something which is so basic to Western civilization, and by extension perhaps the entire world today, is first found in the Torah. And everything else, he says, stems from that. That is the skula, if you will. Because based on that, you have a purpose. Based on that, you can speak about the importance of the individual. Based on that, you can speak about Kiddushah in a real sense. All of it starts from time. And that is something, the Am Skula, if you will, that attracts the entire world, as the Netziv says, but it's not necessarily people who even become Geirim and Geirei Tzedek, but it's people who understand the purpose, the gifts that we have been given, our jewels, our skula, but there's skula for the entire world. And if it's true in terms of on a historical level and on a, if you will, a national level, communal level, it's also really very true on a personal level. Each one of us has to be thinking, what are we doing? How are we skula? How are we really making the most of our time? How are we living up to those words of Moshe Rabbeinu? Hashem hemircha hayom. God has distinguished you today for a purpose. Are we really living up to our purpose or not? Every day, we should be thinking about that. And certainly this time of the year, as we lead up to Rosh Hashanah, we lead up to Yom Kippur, each one of us, as part of that Am Skula, each one of us is a jewel in of himself. Don't squander the Skula that you've been given. Have a wonderful day.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor and dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. And thank you for learning with us.